Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Water levels are dropping on the Chena River in Fairbanks. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Zawislak says ice that had caused jams at the Wendell Street and University Avenue bridges over the weekend has largely cleared.
It appears that there's very little ice flowing down the river. It looks from the boat Talpaga Road, waters looks pretty clear. There are still some ice chunks grounded along the shore, and it looks like it's running well all the way to the University Bridge with no issues currently.
Pilings in the river for the replacement of the University Avenue Bridge have been catching ice, and Zawislak cautions more could be coming downstream. An agreement between the University of Alaska Fairbanks Community and Technical College and Fort Wainwright will improve child care for soldiers' families and help spouses earn college credit.
From the university perspective, this is just wonderful community involvement.
Patty Merritt is an early childhood education professor and program advisor.
And a partnership with the military here is absolutely critical.
Merritt and other representatives of UAFCTC and Fort Wainwright got together Friday to formalize an agreement that will enable military spouses to get 13 credits towards an early childhood education degree from CTC after they complete child care training offered through the Army Garrison, which manages Fort Wainwright and Fort Greeley.
It helps us meet our staffing goals as we are able to recruit new employees and with additional incentives of educational opportunities, as well as helping the Fairbanks community improve their child care capabilities.
Fort Wainwright Garrison Commander Colonel Christopher Ruga said the agreement formalizes a program that's been underway for 4 years. He says in addition to improving child care, it also improves the employability of Army spouses as they move on to other military installations. I'm Dan Bross.